Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Have you not noticed I've had my hair done?
Have you?
Yeah, I had it done last Saturday.
Oh, awkward.
I've been with you all morning.
Yeah, no, not noticed. What have you had done to it?
I've just had little highlights. It's been cut. Yeah. Actually, 2 inches taken off it.
Yeah, 2 inches means nothing.
Day. Whatever day it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hi.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we want to take a holiday from holidays. We discuss all things holidays, vacation, tourism, our personal experiences, what the UK is doing in the tourism world, and frankly, some horror stories and funny stories about holidays.
Yeah, there's going to be a riot.
Hello and welcome to Luke and Lucy FM, episode 16. We've made it to 16 episodes, and we wouldn't have made it if it hadn't have been through you listening, physically listening each week on iTunes and on Audioboom. Thank you so much. I want to say thank you as well to everybody who's left us iTunes reviews. Josh and Ryan in America who've left us iTunes reviews. Our only two American listeners have left us iTunes reviews.
My little American friends aren't listening. I need to get them on board.
That's so very disappointing.
I'm going to force them to listen.
I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me, I have never chewed bubblegum chewing gum. Ever.
Have you?
No.
That's a bit weird.
No, I don't even particularly...
You've never had any chewing gum?
I've had chewing gum, but never bubblegum chewing gum.
What's the difference?
Well, it tastes of bubblegum.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like bubblegum. It's nice. You're missing out.
Well, maybe I am. What's a true fact about you, Lucy Hilton?
I saw Richard Madeley when I was coming out of work the other week.
Richard from Richard and Judy?
Richard from Richard and Judy. I've always wanted to meet Richard and Judy. I'm so gutted Judy wasn't there.
What was it like meeting Richard?
Well, I didn't really meet him. He was too busy signing autographs and having selfies.
Oh, he's Richard from Richard and Judy.
Richard from Richard and Judy.
He's too busy. He's too busy.
Too busy, babe.
Now, this podcast is supported by High Life Diners Club for an amazing exclusive offer that you can take advantage of. Just stay tuned to the end of this episode and we'll tell you all the details you need about that offer. But at the time that we're recording this episode, Lucy is only days away from flying out to Dubai.
I surely am, and I cannot wait to get on that beach.
You know,
so
Lucy,
excited.
So that's why we thought we would do this episode 16. We thought we'd do it about holidays.
Because obviously I'm in the holiday mode. Luke's gutted because everyone in his life is leaving him. I'm going away. His girlfriend's going away. His parents going away. Good job he's got a dog.
Yeah, my sister. More the dog. And it's kind of like got me thinking about some of the holidays that I've been on, some of the holidays maybe you've been on, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of like, because there is a build-up. It's an event on holiday. It's a big thing. And throughout the year in your life, you know, maybe you listen to this right now on holiday. Maybe you'll hide on a beach. If you were, that's amazing. Tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. Or, you know, drop us a Facebook message at Luke and Lucy FM on Facebook.
It's a great little holiday podcast.
Well,
I'm going to be listening while I'm chilling out in Dubai.
You're going to listen to this episode whilst you're in Dubai.
Rain.
Yeah, well, it is due to rain next week as well, which is very, very depressing. And, I kind of thought to myself, Lucy, it's... You know, I've been working 9 to 5 now for, you know, a good few months, and
oh,
it's killing
he's
me.
Such a hard worker.
Yeah,
work.
I'm a go after. It's actually 10 to 6.
But,
yeah.
For a few months of his whole life.
Yeah, and it's
I'm
not
surprised
liking it.
You're not wanting to retire already.
I have thought about ways of retiring soon, and hopefully, if we get more if you want to sponsor this podcast and help me retire, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. And I kind of thought to myself, you know, if you haven't booked a holiday, you don't really have that much to look forward to. You know, it is
you
an
don't.
Event. It's something that you think about a lot.
Yeah,
I think.
I totally agree. Like, I, as we talked about in previous podcasts, I'm one for going out quite a lot. Like, I just want to do, not even necessarily going to clubbing, just going out and doing things at weekends.
Drinking Prosecco,
having dinner. So this weekend, I've not planned a single thing, and I couldn't be more excited to go to bed at 10 o'clock after watching a nice film and chilling my badass. However,
your badass does a lot of things. You mentioned your badass quite a lot on this podcast.
It chills quite a lot.
It does chill quite a lot.
It does. And I'm really not bothered, though, because in a few days I'll be in Dubai going wild. So who cares that I've had a boring week? Because I'm going to have the best week ever next week.
A badass will be going wild in Dubai. But, you know, a holiday is an event for many people, and not just kind of like a holiday internationally, European, or even a staycation is a really big thing for a lot of people. You know, even going a bit of change of scenery, going doing something different.
Well, yeah, of course. I think cultural holidays are one of the best, to be fair.
What do you prefer?
A good cultural holiday.
Well, do you prefer, like, what you're going to Dubai for? A beach holiday, chilling, you quote, badass? Or do you prefer going sightseeing, you know, taking in the culture, absorbing the place?
I do kind of think Dubai's a bit of both, because you do kind of get the different culture and everything, but you also get the kind of chilling, you badass on the beach at the same time. However, I do love going sightseeing. Like, when I was younger, I definitely would have said beach holiday. But now I'm old.
She's nearly 50.
Yeah, like, I kind of want to do things on holiday. I'm bored of just sitting on the beach, to death.
I never, as a child, I went on quite a few holidays with my parents where they were just predominantly beach holidays. We didn't really go sightseeing
but
or anything.
When you like families, it's easier to go beach holidays.
It's not a thing.
It?
It's easier
for
the kids. Dump the kids in a sandpit for all day. Let the sea hopefully wash them away. And then, you know, you've kind of not. And then, as I got older...
See, that actually happened to me once.
What did?
Dumping the kids. I was a child. Nearly got washed away.
What, your mum just went, oh, go and play in this treacherous ocean?
No, well, so we went to Tenerife. We was there for like 2 weeks. We made loads of friends while we were there. So like, there was this like little couple called Shirley and Alan. Proper nice.
Hello to Shirley and Alan if you're listening.
Hi, Shirley and Alan. So my dad, like, Shirley and Alan volunteered to watch me and my brother this one day while my mum and dad had like spent some time on their own, went shopping, whatever. So we were just on the beach, and me and my brother decided to go and play in the sea. And I didn't realise how strong the current actually was. So me and my brother nearly drowned. If it wasn't for Shirley and Alan, we would be dead right now.
This podcast would just be called Luke FM.
It would. I think it'd be boring.
Frankly, it'd be a happier time. And actually, you know, I'm not going to buy Shirley and Alan a drink for saving your life. That's all I'm saying.
So harsh.
You know, I just think to myself, as I get older, you want a bit more than just flying on a beach, harpooned on a beach like
very
a whale,
true.
Don't you?
Like,
you
I do want a couple of days on a beach, don't get me wrong. I need to relax, but I do want to kind of go out there as well and see things.
My girlfriend and I went to Tenerife a few years ago, and that was pretty much predominantly a beach holiday. Day. And I did listen to quite a lot of podcasts, but that was years before this podcast ever existed, and my life wasn't as happy.
I wish it wasn't the same.
And it just frankly wasn't.
It was a dark time in your
life. A very dark time in my life. And, you know, I'll admit it. I didn't admit this to her at the time and still haven't, so I hope she doesn't listen to this. She doesn't.
Does she not?
No. I reprimand her on a weekly basis for
so
not listening
happy
to
with
Luke
Phoebe.
FM. Yeah.
I'm going to get on her.
Yeah, and basically I was bored at some point. I was literally lying the floor. I was thinking I'm actually a bit bored now, and there wasn't that much to see in Tenerife.
There's only so many podcasts you can listen to. That's why you should choose this one.
Yes, because there's at least 15 other episodes other than this to listen to. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes for the previous episodes. And you know, when I went to Disney World, for example, in
Florida,
Disney World in Florida,
there, isn't it?
And you know, in last year, and truly, honestly, in 2015, it was amazing. Even though I'm you know, at the time I was 27, I just think to myself, 27, sorry, at the time, and actually, you know what? I enjoyed it more than the kids. I was shoving the children out the way to get on the rides. I wasn't enjoying queuing. I was mourning more than the kids.
I think you appreciate it more when you're older. Because when you're younger, you don't really get it.
If you take a 9-year-old to Disney, I ain't taking any children to Disney until they can truly understand, one, the cost of a Disney holiday, and two, how much actually they should appreciate being there. Did you know, how many people do you think visit Disney World, Florida a year?
God.
Just Disney World, Florida.
Millions.
Millions is correct, but how many?
20 million.
Got bang on. 20 million people a year visit Disney World, Florida. Yeah, you do. You get the prize of knowing you were right. Disney World, Florida. 20 million people on average. You know, obviously America has a substantially big tourist industry. It's obviously absolutely huge. Disney World California is successful, not successful as the Florida one. It's got more successful, or New York, obviously it's a massive tourist destination.
Vegas.
No, you're just naming places in America. Yeah, but they're all big tourist destinations, right? But I kind of think to myself, are they on your hit list of holidays and destinations that you want to visit?
Yep, 1,000,000%.
Yeah. I've never been to New York. Yeah, no, I've never been to New York. Vegas I've been to.
New York a million, well not a million, but like, I've been to New York quite a lot of times.
A million times.
Well, yeah, I would never get bored of it. I always come away feeling severely depressed because I don't want to leave.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and I'd like to experience it. But there's quite a lot of people, who actually have staycations right here in the UK. Right?
What staycations?
A staycation is basically you stay in the country that you're in, and that's your holiday. Your holiday in
so
the country.
So you basically just kind of move there.
No. So you live in Wigan, yeah?
Yeah.
That's like you going holidaying in Bolton.
Yeah, so people not that anybody ever would. Holidaying in the same country.
Pretty much. You're going holidaying in the same country.
Well, Cornwall's nice to go to, isn't it?
Cornwall's nice, and there's Brighton.
Anyone who lives in Cornwall, would you stay in Cornwall?
And you can have a mini city break in London.
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of city breaks this year rather than obviously going on a big holiday. City breaks are equally as good.
They are actually, especially European city breaks.
Ah, now that's the thing. European city breaks. Did you know, how much do you think UK tourism industry is worth a year? Now, I'm talking
millions
or billions?
Oh, billions. Well, I suppose there's a lot of countries in Europe, isn't there?
Yes, 126 billion to be exact.
Wow.
Yes, that's the European.
I think I need to be in charge of this tourist industry.
Did you know that students bring in 14 billion a year?
Do they?
Yeah, because there's a lot of students not only coming
into
for
the UK or Europe.
Into the UK, yeah, students bringing 14
Seriously?
Billion. Yes, yeah, that's a substantial amount of money. But that is also equivalent of student. You know, it takes into account students actually living over here doing a degree or whatever.
It's very true.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, there's a few students who'll be backpacking over here, quote, finding themselves.
Did you not go and find yourself?
You know what, Lucy? In 2007, I went to Alaska.
Finding
right?
yourself.
I did find myself in a way. I went to Camp America, which is, they told me, you go and spend 3 months in a US summer camp and it would be amazing.
Sounds cool.
Sounds fab, right? I thought, oh, California, maybe I could go to upstate New York, maybe I could go to the Hamptons and all that. Alaska was where I was placed. Alaska, which in the summer has 20 hours a day sunlight. And
Seriously?
20 hours a day sunlight and the highest US state for alcoholism and depression.
Wow.
And I'll tell you why that is. Because there's 20 hours a day sunlight.
Sunlight? But sun's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah, but Lucy,
do you not mean darkness?
No, not at 3 o'clock in the morning when it's completely and utterly bright and you can't sleep.
Yeah, but
no.
Just put a little eye mask on.
Well,
that's
tell
what
the,
I do.
If there's any Alaskan listeners right now, tell us how bad the summer actually is there.
Or do you just wear eye masks and Luke's being absolutely ridiculous?
In winter, 20 hours a day darkness. Could you deal with that?
I couldn't deal with the winter one. No wonder people are depressed there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's horrific.
They have to pop pills to cope with the the winter months are coming and the snow. Let's not forget
drugs
or the snow.
For that.
Well, yeah, the snow here is obviously nothing in the UK compared to what Alaskan snow is. That's
get
real snow.
We get snow like one day of the whole year.
Did I find myself when I went to Camp America?
I don't know.
You know what?
Did you find yourself?
I feel as though I found a few things.
You found a few things. Was yourself one of those?
I shacked up with an American girl.
Nice.
Yeah, she was. I'm not going to name her actually, but she was from Florida. And
why would you name her?
Because she might. Who knows? We are available worldwide, Lucy. I don't want her to know this. But I found lots of things with her. I don't know whether or not I found myself, but I found a few things. And she that was Alaska. And we kind of.
How old was you there?
I was 21 back then. Yes.
Was it the first time you'd found a few things?
No, that was not. I'm not even going to answer that question. That's not true. I think to myself, that was for me a really. And I always look back,
true.
and I meant it's not true. It was 16, and when I lost that, I kind of think to myself that was for me when I talk about holidays. I mention that a lot because not many people from Wigan, especially, have been to Alaska.
I've not.
Have you got a place in your mind that you don't think many people have been to that you've been to?
Thailand. I really want to go.
Oh no! Have you actually
single
been?
Single dog, man's cat, mum.
Oh, you don't
want to
drink dogs and cats
been.
In Thailand, do you?
Oh, no, you don't want to do that. But everyone's been and I really want to go. Someone come with me, please.
Did you know that the UK is the 8th largest international tourism destination?
Is it? Kind of doesn't surprise me.
My question to you,
Lucy. About the UK.
My question to you. What's the first, what's the biggest international tourist destination in the world?
China.
Wrong.
Australia.
Wrong. The biggest international. No, I was surprised when I read
America.
This.
America.
No.
Oh my goodness.
America's number two.
Right.
China's number three.
Give me a clue.
Bonjour.
Oh, France. I was going to say France.
You know why? Paris.
Yes.
And Cannes Film
Paris
Festival and all that.
Paris is the most romantic city in the whole world.
Have you
though.
Been to Paris?
I have.
I've been to Paris and I had the worst experience of my entire life.
Oh, no, I had the best.
I'll tell you why mine was absolutely diabolically awful.
Why?
I went on a school trip to France, to Paris, okay. right? And we all stayed in this big chateau. There's about 12, 15 kids.
Nice,
yeah?
nice.
And there was
a lad,
I'm going to name him. There was a lad there called Patrick.
Patrick.
And I walked into
Patrick's
room. And if you're listening right now, Patrick, at least you're listening. And he was reading the Harry Potter books at the time.
Okay.
And
I love the Harry Potter books.
I went
Nothing
in.
Wrong with Patrick so far.
Well, no, I went in and picked up Patrick's Harry Potter book and accidentally lost his page and his bookmark dropped out.
Uh-oh.
Patrick flipped.
Uh-oh.
I mean, fair enough, it didn't help that for most of the holiday leading up to this, I was name-calling Patrick. He was larger than me. And
Luke!
And he went to punch me, I'll be honest. He went to punch me.
I don't blame him.
I moved back.
I would punch you.
I moved back and I banged my head on the headboard of his bed.
Oh, did you get a concussion?
I didn't think anything of it at the time until I stood up, felt my head, and there was
blood
pouring out the back of my head.
Ew.
I then walked out of the room and
This was in Paris?
This was all in Paris. I staggered in the hallway. Patrick was a high school lad. Well, I know he was never a friend. He was somebody I knew. And basically, my blood was pouring out of the back of my head. It went all across the walls in this chateau. I then collapsed. They then had to get me into a French ambulance, which
like
was an experience, right? And the only bit of French I knew was j'ai mal la tête.
What does that mean?
I've got a headache. And I said
that. At least you knew that.
Well, it was current. It was topical at the time. I did have a massive headache. And I was, you know, the lowest point for me, it wasn't cracking my head open or having French stitches. One of the lowest points for me was having to urinate in a commode. My French teacher having to pass the wee back to her.
Oh,
so we got acquainted.
Please stop now.
French doctors stapled the back of my head together, realised the staples didn't hold, rip them out the staples.
Stitching
the staples back
Please
together.
Please stop right now. So gross.
So viva la Paris, not
sick
for me.
Right now.
Didn't really enjoy Paris.
All right, well, poor you.
Didn't really enjoy Paris.
Every time I'm going to go to Paris now, I'm going to think about that. It's really gross.
J'ai mal la tête, by the way. You might come in handy. You might have a headache next time you go to Paris. You got a story you read, Lucy. You found quite good.
Oh, yes, I did. So, to be fair, it was just one I found on the internet as well, but it's actually hilarious. This guy went to Tenerife. Love Tenerife, by the way. And he had a bit of an obsession. Obviously, everyone knows, by the way, Tenerife is quite famous for his cacti. Yeah, apparently so. He had a bit of an obsession that he wanted a native cacti. So to retrieve this cactus, he hung precariously over a rocky ledge, pulling a muscle and scraping his ankle at the same time.
Oh.
He then got back on the bus to go back home with his retrieved cactus in the pocket of his shorts. Out of spite, apparently, the cactus secretly stuck its barbs into his thighs and his testicles.
Oh, my. Oh, and you said my urine story was bad. Oh, my. Well, it's popped up, has it? Oh.
Well, apparently he was unaware of this, though, at the time.
Ooh.
So when the bus stopped and he went to get off the bus and stand up, he absolutely screamed in agony, attracting loads of weird looks from all the strangers around him.
That's not surprising. He had a cactus stuck in his testicle.
So gross. So he spent a good 10 minutes removing all the spikes from his testicles. Once done, he then moved on and entered a supermarket through a turnstile. The cactus in his pocket became trapped between his leg and a bar and bang, explosion of red dye and cacti pulp all over that area. For 7 days, he had a purple leg, and the rest of that first day, he walked around looking like he'd been shot, but he looked like more than he'd just been shot.
Best holiday ever, Tenerife.
So funny.
Best holiday ever.
That is
pretty bad. Do you remember, it's kind of even changed even booking a holiday now, right? Because you just go online and look for holidays and you book them.
Yeah.
But do you remember the old school way of looking on teletext? Do you remember teletext holidays? You would just click a button on the telly and it'd bring up one sheet of like bizarre random like holidays you could book there and then. It was all really cheap, like Blackpool for £10.
Blackpool.
Well, it's a staycation for you.
Staycation.
And, you know, I just think to myself that that was an easy way to do it. Even though going into travel agents, do you go into travel agents to book a holiday?
Well, no, my last one I didn't book in a travel agent. I did a couple of years ago though.
Yeah, I did last year as well. And that's still quite a good experience. You flick through the glossy brochures
yeah,
that they have.
Yeah, it gets all exciting.
Although they're trying to pump e-brochures to you now.
Yeah.
It's sad really, isn't it?
So sad.
It's so sad.
Our papers are dying out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, papers are dying out and maybe even, you know, the art of booking a holiday is dying out. No, you just look online and actually, let's be realistic, we all type in for the cheapest deal. We ain't looking for luxury and if we are, we want the cheapest luxury deal.
I think you're in, not everyone's like that.
Okay. So
I'm not saying I'm not, but some people like luxury. I'm just saying,
you're off to Dubai and the flights you've got, for example, you got a discount on your flight.
I did. Well, I got a good deal.
Because your friend obviously works for an airline.
She sure does. One of my best friends, I'm going over to see her. So yeah, she ordered the flights for me.
Lucky.
However, as a little payment for that, I'm bringing over her some sausages and bacon in my suitcase.
Of course, isn't it bad?
Who doesn't want sausages and bacon?
I couldn't think of anything better. And all, you know, that's the thing, on a holiday, you can't get true butcher stuff. I always take PG tips with me.
You do miss it, don't you, when you go on holidays? Like, you come back, and I particularly don't like tea, but some people come back, and the first thing they want is a cup of tea.
At me, all over.
Yeah.
All over.
I can imagine.
And on that note, I want a cup of tea right now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, we're done with this episode. The one where we want a holiday from holidays, although actually we want more holidays on holidays, really, don't we?
I'll need a holiday when I come back from Dubai.
I think I'll need a holiday right now. Obviously, this podcast is supported by High Life Diners Club. Luke and Lucy FM is supported by High Life Diners Club.
Yeah, but if you love dining out, why would you ever pay full price? Discover utter foodie heaven with High Life Diners Club.
If you're on a staycation, this will be perfect for you. You can feast on a whole host of well-known restaurants across the UK and never pay full price again. With High Life, you can enjoy two-for-one dining at thousands of top restaurants across the UK and Ireland.
And we have an exclusive offer for Luke and Lucy FM listeners. You can claim your free three-month High Life card right now. Just simply visit www.high-life.co.uk/myvoucher and enter our unique code LL16. Not only can you get free three-month High Life card, you can also upgrade to the Platinum membership just for £10.
We're Platinum members. It's amazing. We highly recommend it. It really is. Definitely look into that. A massive thanks for you listening. Thanks for all the reviews. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for telling your friends. And if you haven't told your friends, why not? Please do. Search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or just go to lukeandlucyfm.com. It'll take you to our Audio Boom page and on there you can follow us, like and listen to all previous episodes. We are done with this week. We are back next week on for episode 17 of the podcast. And Lucy, I'm just thinking, you know, maybe you could bring me some things back from Dubai.
Who can I? Like what?
I don't know. They've got certain fragrances or clothes.
I think it's more expensive there.
Oh, is it? Forget it then. It doesn't matter. I'm going to go to Primark.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now that Wendy's has these new biggie deals, everyone in the family can get what they're craving, from Nugs to JBCs. The parental units can get an $8 biggie bundle, the eldest who think they're so grown can get a $6 biggie bag, and the little one who can do no wrong can get a $4 biggie bites. You know, assuming they have a credit card. No, I'm kidding. We take cash too. $4, $6, and $8 biggie deals for the whole family. Only at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary. Single items at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska, California, and Hawaii.